More on antibiotic resistance. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Antibiotics used in animal agriculture has received increased media attention in recent weeks. Some sources call for less use in livestock, but solving resistance problems in both humans and animals isn't that simple. From the National Institute for Animal Agriculture and Merck Animal Health, veterinarian Bob Smith helps to define the issue for beef producers.
Throughout the years, I think both in human medicine and veterinary medicine, we've assumed that we can continue to use the antibiotics as we always have, and that they'll always be there and always be effective for us.
But not so, says Smith, a longtime beef veterinarian, professor, and speaker. Rather, the future of effective antibiotics isn't certain for humans nor animals. Doctors and veterinarians are seeing resistance issues surface with increasing frequency.
We started seeing more and more cases where the bacteria were resistant to the antibiotics that we have available. And so that then brings us to where we are today. We're now trying to learn more about antibiotic resistance, how it develops, and also what can we do to use fewer antibiotics. You hear about antibiotic stewardship programs in veterinary medicine, hospital stewardship programs on the human side. The idea there is to use our antibiotics more wisely so that we can sustain the life of the antibiotics that we have available to us to use.
Maybe too late on a personal note, I've had sinus infections of late that are invulnerable to antibiotics. Ag Information Network of the West.